Midterm debates heat up. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz took part in their only debate in Pennsylvania as they compete for a U.S. Senate seat, Oz criticizing his opponent.
John Fetterman takes everything to an extreme, and those extreme positions hurt us all.
He also accused Fetterman of being soft on crime.
Part of the problem is that we have taken away the ability of police to do their job, and that's on John Fetterman.
The Democrat firing back that Oz had moved from New Jersey to Pennsylvania for personal gain and a chance at the Senate.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. Here's a man that spent more than $20 million of his own money to try to buy that seat.
The Pennsylvania race could determine which party controls the Senate next year. Debates also held Tuesday night for two governor's races in Michigan and New York. A South Dakota prosecutor announces she won't pursue criminal prosecution against Republican Governor Kristi Noem for using state government aircraft for political purposes. Noem used the planes in 2019 to attend events hosted by political organizations. Police in Los Angeles are investigating whether a leaked conversation of city council members using racist language was recorded legally.
Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore tells the Associated Press the department has initiated a criminal investigation into an allegation of eavesdropping over the leaked recording of city council members using racist remarks. It's unclear who recorded it, but California is a two-party consent state, making it illegal to record a private conversation unless all involved give their permission. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Twitter's reportedly losing its most active users. Reuters cites internal documents on those numbers. This as billionaire Elon Musk approaches a deadline to wrap up his deal to buy Twitter. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukraine's nuclear energy operator says Russian forces were working in secret at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. This is President Biden issues another warning to Moscow about deploying nuclear weapons in Ukraine.
It would be a big mistake for Russia to use a tactical nuclear weapon in Ukraine, President Biden warned, amid Russian officials suggesting Ukraine is preparing a radioactive dirty bomb.
I'm not guaranteeing you that it's a false flag operation yet. Don't know. But it would be a serious, serious mistake.
The administration has said allegations Ukraine is planning to use radioactive weapons are false. National security spokesman John Kirby told reporters Russians have, on occasion, blamed others for things they were planning to do. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Parents on a school board in Michigan express outrage over content they say is too explicit for children.
Overwhelming outrage over gay and lesbian content in books at a school in Dearborn, Michigan, led to attendance for an October school board meeting that exceeded fire code. Some parents claim the books are pornographic, age inappropriate, and an effort to indoctrinate their children into gay activism. Dearborn has the highest per capita Muslim population in the nation. With the content of the book so graphic, local television blurred the images, outraged Muslim parents have aligned with conservative Christians, threatening what had been a reliable voting bloc for congressional Democrats, Debbie Dingell and Rashida Tlaib, who represent the area.
Fox's Mike Tobin. And a woman in Iowa claims her late father was a serial killer, and she knows where the bodies are buried. Lucy Studley told Newsweek that her father, Donald Dean Studley, killed as many as 70 women over three decades. The daughter claims she told teachers, priests, and law enforcement across Iowa and Nebraska. But in her words, no one would listen to me. Police are investigating. I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.